these really big projects that don't benefit the people who are now, you know, stranded at bus stops, not having any public transportation.
Up to 9,000 workers could potentially honor the strike. That's in addition to the over 70,000 grocery workers and hundreds of sheriff's deputies in Los Angeles who have also walked out in defense of health and pension benefits. For Free Speech Radio News, I'm Teresa Wersbianska.
This is Free Speech Radio News. I'm Deepa Fernandez.
And you're listening to radio station WBAI New York, where it's just about 7 o'clock on the nose. Stay tuned for a special two-hour version of Off the Hook.
The telephone keeps ringing, so I ripped it off the wall. I cut myself while shaving, now I can't make a call. We couldn't get much worse, but if they could, they would. On daily bombs for the best, it's best for worse. I hope that's understood. On daily bombs.
Sorry, the number you are calling from has been disconnected. For assistance, please contact your customer care representative. Thank you. NWK1. We're sorry, the number you are calling from has been disconnected. For assistance, please contact your customer care representative. Thank you. NWK1.
Has that ever happened to you? Never?
Yeah, once or twice.
Well, I got that recording last week when I picked up my phone and tried to make a call, and it turned out that it was a billing snafu.
That's generally what happens to me, too.
They turned off my phone service because they said I didn't pay the bill. And the thing is, well, no, I didn't pay the bill because the bill is supposed to be paid automatically. And apparently they forgot to do that. So this always happens on a holiday weekend, you know, so it didn't get cleared up until Tuesday. But I just thought it was an amusing kind of recording to get, that your number has been disconnected. If it was disconnected, how could you be making a call in the first place?
I went through a similar thing today with a credit card where I just basically had to call them and they said, oh, we made a mistake. We didn't send your new card out in time. Sorry. We'll fix that.
Yeah, well, it's good when they fix things. Bad when they don't. But everything's worked out nicely now. Everything's back to as normal as it can possibly get. But still, it's kind of annoying. Greetings, everybody. This is Off the Hook, a special fundraising edition tonight. This is, in all likelihood, our only appearance during this fundraiser. So if you aim to support the show, this is the chance for you to do that. And hopefully you will do that because supporting the show is how we stay on. It's how the radio station stays on. This radio station would not exist without your support. So please keep all that in mind.
And doesn't it happen that if it really goes well tonight, we will be on again?
I can't swear.
No, we can't promise, but
I don't even know where that's coming from. Oh, I left the wrong thing up. No, we don't know. We do.
Okay.
That's completely unofficial. In all likelihood, we won't be on again until November. So,
I'm going to think positive.
Well, think positive, but don't delay your calls and think that we're going to be on in a couple of weeks, because in all likelihood we won't be, and this is your only chance to support us. 212-209-2900 is
That's not
the right number, is it? No. Well, if someone want to correct me and give me the right number, go ahead, Jim.
212-209-2950 is the pledge line at WBAI New York.
All right, add 50. All right, I have to remember that. 2950. 212-209-2950. We have a bunch of very interesting things to help help people along, and we're going to be getting to that in just a moment or two. First, a couple of exciting updates. Who wants to volunteer? Do you want to volunteer? Okay.
Sure.
Hold out your hand.
Oh, does he get them all?
No, he doesn't get them all.
Can I have some?
No, you can't. He volunteered. Hang on. Let's roll this up. All right. Hold out your hand. Did that hurt?
No, you can do better.
I just hit you really hard. with a whole bunch of phone numbers. I can't really give them to you, but I can show them to you from a distance. You see these?
Why can't you give them to me?
Because I'm afraid that by giving them to you, I might be violating a law. But let me just tell you what I did a couple of days ago.
We're on radio.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to tell you what I did.
All
I can't
right.
show you what I did.
It's a lot of phone numbers, though.
It's a lot of phone numbers.
How do we know they're phone numbers?
Because they are phone numbers. You're going to have to trust me on this one.
Mm.
I went to the Do Not Call registry. I went to the telemarketing.donotcall.gov site. In fact, let me read you a piece of email that sort of spurred me into doing this. All right, this person wrote into us at oth@2600.com saying, I don't know if it was mentioned on your show, but the Do Not Call list costs money to obtain. So if you were to hypothetically start a telemarketing firm to obtain the full list, it would cost you about $7,000. And the list only contains phone numbers. Well, the only fact in this letter is the last one, that the list only contains phone numbers. Everything else is not correct. And I could see why somebody would make that mistake, because I went over to the site, and yes, it does cost $7,000 to get a list of all the phone numbers in the United States and to have that list maintained for a year. But if you don't get all of the numbers in the whole United States, it doesn't cost as much. In fact, if you get 5 area codes or less, it doesn't cost anything. It's free, completely free. Now, it's a little bit deceptive because they say that you can get 1 area code or 2 area codes, but then apparently you can only subscribe by state. And I wanted to get New York State, but New York has a lot of area codes, and I would have had to have paid some money to do that. Unless there's another way to do this and get it by area code, I couldn't think of a single way to do that. So I was asking myself, well, okay, what state only has, you know, 1 area code that I could, you know, I could really get something from, make it interesting? And I was one keystroke away from selecting Hawaii as the place I wanted to get my phone numbers. But then I remembered Washington, D.C., which technically isn't a state, but it's the only area code in that non-state status that they have there.
District,
yes. And you can also get Puerto Rico. You can even get toll-free numbers. I don't know why a toll-free number would be registered, but they have that. As verification, all I had to do was put in a company name, which is 2600 Enterprises, you know, basically say that we're not going to use these numbers, we're not going to call these numbers, we're not going to share these numbers with other people. That's it. It said to wait for approval. I was approved in less than a minute at 4 o'clock in the morning on Sunday night on a holiday weekend. There was no verification whatsoever. Anybody can get these numbers.
Well,
so what I have
wait,
now...
Wait. You're confused. That's the only time that the FCC is around.
Well, I have... If I can read my writing, I had to shrink this down because it was initially something like 3,000 pages in length if I printed all the numbers. So I shrunk it down to 4-point type. I got rid of all the carriage returns. I got rid of the area code. And there is something like 145,699 numbers on this list here that I just hit Jeff with. Didn't hurt you too bad, did it?
No. I'm glad I shrunk
them down, because if I had hit you with the other one, it would have been like a telephone book. That's a lot. For 1 area code, I guess. I don't know if that's normal. But think of it. You submit your phone number to these people because you want to remain private, and anybody can get your phone number now, you know, as somebody that wants to value their privacy. It's that easy. I didn't have to verify anything.
There's no names attached to
that.
There's
no names, but we know that all these people value their privacy, or has somebody do it for them, which we also demonstrated.
Yeah, thanks.
I mean, imagine plugging all these numbers into some sort of war dialer and just, you know, annoying them over and over again. It you know, it's so easy to do. And you know that these people are going to be especially upset by that because they don't want to be called. These are people who don't want to be called, and I have a list of their phone numbers. I mean, that's ironic. So there needs to be some kind of a little better method to make sure only the right people get a hold of these things. And, you know, I don't think telemarketers are really the right people to be giving these numbers to in the first place.
There is another flavor of telemarketing now, I've noticed. I was on the phone with mm-hmm. a credit card company, and before I got off, they asked me if I wanted a free copy of my credit report. And I had to ask them, if I do this, do I have to cancel something? And she said yes. And I said, well, then shame on you. This is telemarketing. And I called you.
You had to cancel...
They were going to send me a free credit report and a lot of other information to subscribe to it.
Uh-huh.
And if I didn't unsubscribe, I was going to be charged on my credit card, and be part of this system that I really wasn't interested in.
I think it's illegal for them not to tell you about that kind of a thing. I really do.
Well, I had to ask. Uh-huh. She was not volunteering that information.
Well, you could have reported her and got her into a lot of trouble. Anyway, more information on National Do Not Call Registry. Go to www.donotcall.gov if you want to be a telemarketer and get a list of numbers. Keep in mind, we are certainly not advocating people get these numbers and misuse them. We're simply showing you how easy it is to do this. Telemarketing.donotcall.gov. If you get less than five area codes, you won't be charged anything. If you want to get everything in New York State, I think it's $25 per area code over five. You're asked for your organization name, your address, your city, your state, your country, your zip code. Okay, an employer identification number or a social security number. Now, I don't think, I supplied the employer identification number because we have one. I don't think this was checked. I don't think there's a master database on this website that this thing connects to that says, oh, yes, that's 2600 Magazine, that's the right employer identification number, therefore we're going to grant access because they might have a legitimate reason to call people. I think if you put any number in there, I could be wrong. I'm not saying people should do this. I'm saying this is what it looks like to me. Any number seems to work. And they also ask for your phone number and an email address to send you a verification. And the email address, this is funny, the email address did come through. This was at 9:44 in the morning UTC, so figure out what time that was here. This email is being sent to you because you created or updated your profile, and to verify whether your email address is correct, you must click on the link below to confirm that you received this message. I never clicked on the link below.
Okay.
Never clicked on it, and my password worked immediately. They give you a couple of passwords. They give you this really long ID number. It looks really secure. At first glance, it looks really secure. But inside of 5 minutes, I was downloading phone numbers. And, boy, you know, and I've got a lot of secret numbers, I'll bet, from Washington, D.C., you know, some of those mm-hmm. agencies that, oh, and yes, you can put business numbers on there.
Mm-hmm.
I won't say what I saw, but I saw things were definitely not residential numbers. Yes, Leo, you have something to contribute.
Aren't charities, they don't have to follow the Do Not Call list? That's what I've heard.
Yeah, that's true.
So a charity can just go there, get all the phone numbers from five area codes, and start calling people.
Well,
and it'll be perfectly legal.
They can call them even without knowing those numbers are there, yeah. They can just call any number they want.
Yeah, but now
and
they
so
know.
So can political organizations.
But now they know who's gonna which numbers will have people answering.
Well, yeah, and they'll know which people are more likely to be pissed off at them for calling in the first place.
This is a bad thing, yeah.
If that's the kind of thing that floods their boat, then I suppose they can call with impunity.
Couldn't we give the people that are chomping at the bit an idea of what's
yes,
the premiums are tonight?
Let's go into that a little bit, because we're going to be playing some excerpts tonight. We're on for 2 hours. We're on until 9 o'clock. We have a couple of different premium levels. We're just going to get right into it right away, and we're not going to reveal things later on. We're going to reveal it all at once. All right? First of all, every pledge is welcome. Every pledge is welcome. Pledges for $50 and above will get you a free off-the-hook T-shirt, which I'm wearing right now, in fact. Doesn't that look nice?
I love it.
Yeah, it's a good shirt. It lasts. It's it draws attention that you listen to Off the Hook, and it even gives the time and the station. Red lettering on black background, and that's yours for any pledge above $50. Now, for pledges of $75, you'll get, in addition to that, a copy of the film Freedom Downtime, the documentary about Kevin Mitnick and the hacker scene. If you haven't seen it by now, you really need to catch up to find out what's been going on. That's a two-hour and change documentary that we produced back in 2001. That's for a pledge of $75, and we'll even throw in a 2600 hat. That's right, a hat that says 2600 on it. So you'll be getting quite a lot of nice stuff for a $75 pledge there. It's 212-209-2950. Now, for the 125 level, we have what is known as the H2K2 VCD package. Yeah, now, if that sounds like Greek, it's not. It's basically VCDs are who wants to explain VCDs? Does anybody want to... You want to do it, Leo? Go ahead. Give it a shot.
VCDs are basically CDs with a video file on them, a huge video file, and a uh-huh. specific, another file that, so DVDs.
Computer file, not the annoying people that watch
yeah.
video all the time.
Yeah,
those are video files, too.
And basically, you can put it into a DVD player. Mm-hmm. Most of them play it. I think PlayStation 2 play it. And it's like a DVD, but cheaper.
If you have a DVD player, a VCD will work in it. A VCD will also work on your CD-ROM in your computer. It will not work on your CD player because there's video on it, and there's just no way we can figure out how to put video over your CD player.
Can they get the audio?
I don't think it works on CD players
Okay.
now because the video confuses it. But it's a good deal. For $125, you will get 8 of these. That's right, eight separate ones from the H2K2 conference. Now, we've been working on the H2K2 videos now for over a year. there are 65 hours worth of material there. And, you know, it's no small task. We've had a number of people, working on it throughout the better course of the last year. And looking at some of this material, we had so much diversity, so much interesting discussion, panel discussions, topical things, and just very interesting people. What we've put together tonight is, I guess, more of the kind of social talks that we had. We have talks from Mark Hosler from Negative Land. We have talks from Jello Biafra, Aaron Magruder, who writes the cartoon strip Boondocks. We also have a couple of others that we're going to throw in as well. The number to call is 212-209-2950 to get that package. In addition, you also get the Off the Hook T-shirt.
Do we have a limited number of those packages, or are they...
Well, the limited number is tonight. It's only available tonight for the next 2 hours. Now, what I'd like to do now...
You know, we always get these emails,
I know. They're so sad.
And it's sad.
People want to contribute afterwards. They hear the show later. And, you know, we tell them, you can call the radio station and contribute, but these premiums aren't going to be available then. They're only available during this two-hour period. So, you know, if you're in Dar es Salaam or something like that and you're listening now and it's 4 in the morning, you know, make that call anyway because it just won't be available when it's a more convenient time for you. So no matter where you are in the world, now is the time to call, 212-209-2950. What I'd like to do is play an excerpt from the Negative Land talk. Mark Hosler from Negative Land appeared at our conference and was, to his surprise, not to mine, but to his surprise, he had a tremendous reception. People were very interested in what he had to say. He didn't think he could talk to a bunch of hackers and get them to take an interest in what he did. And the thing is, what Negative Land, if you're not familiar with Negative Land, they're a band out of the Bay Area. An experimental band, I guess, is the way to describe them. What they do is a sense of hacking. It's really a form of that. They hack the media in a way that I've never seen anybody do it. And he's going to tell one of the stories concerning how they hack the media. And I think it gives a lot of people ideas. It certainly inspires a lot of people. And I that's the reason I knew that this guy would work at the conference. I knew that people would be turned on by what he had to say, and he'd also be inspired by what hackers are doing, what hackers are saying. So I'd like to play a little bit of that. We're also going to play a piece that sort of inspired this whole thing. It's called Christianity is Stupid. Now, some of you may have heard this piece. Some of you may have seen me wearing the T-shirt. It's an interesting... I'm just going to play a little bit of it over here. This machine will cooperate. Ah, yeah. He's going to tell the story as to how this song came about. And then he's going to tell the sequel story as to how this particular piece inspired an entire album and fooled a lot of people. 212-209-2950. I'll show your support.
The loudspeaker spoke up and said, The loudspeaker spoke up and said, Christianity is stupid.
Been saying we don't go out. We're always collecting material, but we're not. We get inspired by what we find. You know, we don't decide, hey, let's make a whole album all about Microsoft, you know, or something. We really get inspired by the material we find. One of the tracks that we made, which has sort of become one of our more well-known and notorious tracks,
was inspired by finding a recording called If Footmen Tire You, What Will Horses Do? And this is the Reverend Estes W. Perkle from Louisiana, recorded in 1971. He was talking about the communists who were going to take over in the next 6 months or so, and they were going to put everyone into special camps and brainwash us all by playing over a loudspeaker 17 hours a day the phrase, Christianity is stupid, communism is good. Give up! So we loved that. We thought that was great, especially because it was a Christian saying it. It was just so irresistible. So we decided we had to do some sort of, I don't know why, it just evoked in us a sense of doing some heavy rock thing. So I'm going to play just a little bit of it, not the whole track, just for those of you who haven't heard it, because it led to some other very interesting things that I'll talk about next.
And you're listening to radio station WBAI in New York. Bergman's Off the Hook. We're listening to a talk by Mark Hosler given at H2K2, the Hacker Conference last year. It took place in New York City. We're offering video CDs, which will play on your computer or your DVD player, of this talk and quite a few others for a pledge of $125. We're going to be playing excerpts throughout the night of Mark Hosler from Negative Land, Jello Biafra, Aaron Magruder, and others. 212-209-2950 is the phone number to call to pledge your support.
So you kind of get the idea. One thing I always liked about that piece is that we never explain why it's stupid. It's just stupid. I mean, and the other thing that's nice about it is that people sometimes say, "Well, do you really think Christianity is stupid and communism is good?" And I don't really feel the need to answer that question because we weren't saying it. You know, somebody else said it. It's just we just used it. We selected that. So, anyway, some of you are going to know the story I'm going to tell here. Probably most of you won't. But Negative Land, the record that this was on, did very well on college radio. And we had played live just occasionally. We always do these very involved conceptual shows involving costumes and props and films and ridiculous stuff. We're from the Bay Area, and we played live usually about once a year. But we thought, since it was doing so well on college radio, maybe we could tour. Well, it turned out the tour was going to lose money, and we all were going to quit our jobs to go out on tour. None of us could afford to quit our jobs to go out and tour. And as I mentioned, we were more and more interested in how the media worked and the source of this stuff that we were borrowing and we were using. And so we finally decided to do something a little different. We actually decided to, like, directly throw something into the media meat grinder, see what would happen. So we ended up a member of our group who has a pretty strange sense of humor, read an article about a boy in Rochester, Minnesota, who had chopped up his mother, brother, sister, and father with an axe in the middle of the night. supposedly some sort of argument or something to do with music. They were a devout Catholic family. So in sort of a fit of black humor, Richard wrote this press release up blaming the cancellation of our tour on this quadruple axe murder and saying that Negative Land was being investigated by federal authorities because of their song Christianity is Stupid, which somehow precipitated the murders. Maybe there was backwards masking, something. And at this time, you know, there was a lot of stuff in the news about music causing people to kill people. Anyway, Richard came up with this idea. We all looked at it, and we decided it was kind of a strange idea, but it was a lot more interesting than the truth. So we decided to put it out as a press release. And some very interesting things happened. And we learned a lot of stuff. Stuff I already knew kind of in an abstract way, but nothing I'd ever experienced. And I don't think how much to tell you here. We put out this press release, and some zines wrote about it. And then a statewide music magazine read those and called us up, and they did an article about it. And we decided at that point that we didn't want to sort of stimulate the story anymore. We just wanted to let it take its course. But what we were finding was that once it got reported, it kind of got into the media food chain, that it started to take on a life and a truth of its own. So I was working at the time as an assistant nursery school teacher, and I got a phone call from the CBS News affiliate in San Francisco, KPIX, and they wanted to do a story on this. And I was one. I've never found out how they figured out where I worked. That was kind of scary. But we all gathered together at our recording studio, and they came by and they did a news piece on it. And I'm going to show you that news piece. And this is exactly what this is, the news as it ran. And just keep in mind, this was a slow news day, so they decided to run this as the lead story at the top of the hour. So I'll talk more about it after you see this.
Good evening. Topping Nightcast, a possible link between murder and music.
Music performed by a rock group right here in the Bay Area.
Four members of a Midwestern family were murdered. The 16-year-old son is the prime suspect. Members of the experimental rock group Negative Land have been drawn into the case, and prosecutors won't even tell them for certain that their music, how their music might be involved. Hal Eisner has our report.
It was the kind of murder case that friends and neighbors said didn't make sense. They didn't understand how an A student from a good family could murder his brother, sister, and parents with an axe.
He was not a homicidal maniac. He did not show any signs of wanting to hurt anyone.
David Brom was accused in the multiple axe slayings, but now almost 3 months later, many are still wondering why. One explanation may involve a Bay Area music group called Negative Land. Negative Land's music is highly critical of the mass media, nuclear war, and handguns. The group thinks their music is humorous, but they don't find it a bit funny that one of their songs poking fun at religion may have sparked a dispute among the Brahms, triggering the murders. They say federal authorities asked them to cancel a long-planned 17-city tour and eliminate live performances until the conclusion of the investigation. The probe apparently involved their song, Christianity is Stupid.
Christianity is stupid.
It's hard to listen to the cut and not laugh. If you have any sense of humor at all or whatever, it's hard not to see the humor in it, and that it would result in anything as serious as this, I think is ridiculous.
This isn't the first time controversial music has been linked to tragedy. Charles Manson said his murder spree was influenced by the Beatles' Helter Skelter. It's believed Night Stalker suspect Richard Ramirez was influenced by AC/DC's Highway to Hell album. And Ozzy Osbourne's song Suicide Solution became the focal point of an actual suicide case involving a Southern California teenager.
What you can say is that music is a bystander involved to a certain degree, but most unlikely that it generated the mayhem. If it did, there'd be a lot more mayhem around.
Meanwhile, the members of Negative Land are hoping for a speedy conclusion to the Brahm case in Minnesota and eventually a return to their live performances and a career that, after 9 years, had finally taken some positive turns. But a quick end to the bizarre murder case may be in doubt. A Minnesota judge has ruled that David Brahm will face trial as a juvenile. The prosecutor wants Brahm tried as an adult, and he's appealing. I'm Hal Eisner, Channel 5 Eyewitness News.
It'll be several months before the court decides.
You're listening to Off the Hook. There's a slight audio-visual snafu here.
He said until that decision.
But we're listening to a tape from H2K2, a video CD, actually. And we'll be giving you more details in just a moment. 212-209-2950 is the number to call to pledge your support.
I'm Hal Eisner, Channel 5 Eyewitness News.
It'll be several months before the court decides whether to try David Brahm as a juvenile or an adult. The date for his murder trial can't be set until that decision is made. That means it's also not clear how long the band will be restricted from performing.
Anyway, I guess something I want to emphasize is we did all this as an experiment, right? We had no idea that this would happen. It just wasn't. It was more interesting than the truth, and so we were really learning an amazing amount of stuff as this was going along. One thing that I really enjoyed is that every time anyone wrote about the story, there was no space to really get into anything about the song itself and what that was about. They didn't have enough room, but they always had to mention the song. So every time a story was written, or when we were on television like this, you always had this phrase, Christianity is stupid, just playing. And I enjoyed that. That was something that was kind of a hidden inside thing that would kind of come out. We also learned a lot about how if you feed the media certain kinds of stories, they can find it really irresistible. We learned a lot about how much the media is very irresponsible and does not check their facts. We learned a lot about how they cannibalize each other. They thought this story was true because they'd read about it in other news media. The day after this ran, we were called by the San Francisco Chronicle. And Richard did a great thing. He said, we don't want to talk to you. We just had a rock thrown through our window after the news broadcast last night. People think we're trying to publicize the band in some way, and our dishes are broken. And that ran as the page 3 story in the front section, that we're now under attack because of the media coverage. In the end, we decided to shelve the project we were working on at the time, and we, of course, had been collecting all the media and recordings we were getting. We were getting people from the press calling us on the phone. We decided to make a record about what we had done and to document the whole thing and use all the media sources we were collecting. And because of that ridiculous comparison to Helter Skelter and the song Christianity is Stupid, we decided to call the record Helter Stupid. So, at this point, I remember thinking, well, you know, this is giving us a pretty strange reputation. You know, we've done something that I think is this, a really interesting, fun, and funny creative prank project that also sort of exposes a lot of stuff. But we also really were exploiting a real tragedy. I mean, those people really were chopped up by that boy. And I don't think there's any way around that. We had discussions about this because we felt some qualms. But, I mean, Don in our group said something to me that's always stuck with me. And he said, good art does not have to be nice. But I remember thinking that, well, this is a strange new kind of image that's going to stick with us forever, this very dark thing. I can't imagine we'd ever do anything else that would get any kind of attention like this had. So, anyway, we were... A few months after that, I was handed a tape recording at a show of ours in Portland, Oregon that was an interesting tape recording of a top 40 DJ named Casey Kasem. And this inspired our next very interesting project, which altered my life dramatically, and it's probably why.
And which we don't have time to get into now, but take my word for it, Mark Rosa goes on and on with all kinds of stories about what he and Negative Land were up to and how they had fun with the media, and it's unbelievable the kinds of things that some people are doing out there. And just watching him give this presentation, I think, is inspiring to so many people. And we're offering that as part of our H2K2 VCD package. For $125, you'll get his presentation, which takes up two full-length VCDs. That's about 2 hours in length. You'll also get Jello Biafra. You'll get Aaron Magruder. You'll get The Mentor giving a talk on the Constitution of a Hacker. And you'll get a panel featuring our own Bernie S., along with others, talking about abuse of authority, something that he knows something about because authority was abused against him. But, well, Jim, you were in the audience for Negative Land, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
Did you bring back some memories?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was an enthusiastic crowd, I have to say. Actually, there's something going on right now that people might be interested in. There's the illegal art extravaganza is taking place in Philadelphia right now. It was in New York several months back. But I believe until November 2nd, it's taking place down there in Philadelphia. And you can actually see Mark Hosler there, along with a whole lot of other people. It's at 137 North 2nd Street, Wednesday through Sunday from 12 o'clock to 6 p.m. And there's a closing party benefit on Saturday, November 1st at 8 p.m. There's all kinds of information on that as well. Jeff, do you have more information on this? Or?
I
have a website or something?
Let's see here.
I'm looking for the actual. There's a lot of websites listed here, but I'm not sure which one is the official one. I don't want to read the wrong one in case it's not official.
I believe I've got it. For more info, you can go to www.mediatank.org.
Yeah, that's the one I have, mediatank.org, for information on the illegal art exhibit in Philadelphia. But right now, in order to keep this kind of thing on our airwaves and to keep this kind of spirit among so many people, we ask several times a year that our listeners help us keep this radio station going. This radio station is like a big media hack in and of itself, because there's no reason why it should exist in today's world. There's no reason why a 50,000-watt radio station that doesn't have commercials can exist in the middle of the FM dial in New York City. I mean, think about that. Think about what it would take to start something like that today. It's impossible. You can't do it. But since we've had this place since 1960, I believe, we've been able to hang on to it completely, 100% through the donations of our listeners. And that in itself is an inspirational statement right there. We're just beginning our fall fundraiser. The economy is in bad shape. We all know that. We're feeling it here at the radio station. We have all kinds of budget cuts we have to deal with. That's why we especially need those of you who can afford to donate something to call us ASAP, 212-209-2950. Unfortunately, we don't have a little machine. This is horrible. There's a little box that we're supposed to have that tells you how many phone calls are coming in. We
got
have
red blinking.
We have no idea how many phone calls we have. We don't have that little. If anybody knows where the little box with the red blinking lights is, please let us know. But for tonight, we're going to have to go blind. We're going to have to, assume that people are calling in, or assume that people aren't calling in. I don't know exactly how we're going to know that. Unless people run back and forth and constantly tell us.
We don't even have the bell to make stuff up.
We don't have the bell. No, the bell, I don't know where that is.
We're good riddance to
but
it.
Our phone number is 212-209-2950. We're going to have to rely on some faith here that our words are getting through to you, and that it means something, and that this place means something, and this radio show means something. 212-209-2950. We have several different levels. The VCD level is $125. You'll get 8 separate VCDs, which are video compact discs, which will play in your DVD player or computer. And they are from the H2K2 conference. Some of the highlights, 8 hours of highlights, including Aaron Magruder and Jello Biafra and Mark Hosler and others. That's for a pledge of $125. You'll also get an off-the-hook T-shirt, which I believe, Jeff, you made another observation about during the break.
Yeah, it does have white lettering on it as well.
It has white lettering as well as red lettering, and something I don't notice because I'm wearing it right now, and I'm not in the habit of looking down to see what my shirt says, which is probably a good thing. You can get that for a pledge of $50.
Or more?
Or more.
Yeah.
$50 or more. You'll get it with the 125, with the VCDs. Also, if you want to pledge $75, you'll get a copy of Freedom Downtime, the 2600 documentary on Kevin Mitnick and the whole Free Kevin movement and the hacker scene. In addition, for the $75 pledge, you'll get a 2600 baseball cap, which I understand people are wearing in the ballparks these days.
So for 75.
Guy last night that ruined the game was trying to catch it with a 2600 hat. Well, you know, it's possible.
So 75 is the video and the cap.
75 is the Freedom Downtime video and the baseball cap and the 2600 off the hook shirt.
T-shirt.
Yes. And everything above $50, you'll get an off the hook shirt as well. And I think there's BAI premiums that you can pledge for as well. If you don't like what we're offering right now, which is entirely possible, you know, it's certainly conceivable someone might not like that, you can still pledge and get other things. The people down there, the Tally people, are extremely helpful and knowledgeable as far as that goes. So please give a call now, 212-209-2950. The point is, with all this media consolidation and all these radio stations disappearing one by one, you really need to back things up, back up what you believe in. And make a donation to keep something going, if it matters to you. Because, believe it or not, this station is not guaranteed a home on the FM dial forever. There are a lot of people who certainly want to take this place over and turn it into, what don't they have in New York? A country station. Yeah, we could have a country station in New York. I don't want to give anybody ideas, but, you know, it's, well, let's put it this way. People who want to, and I'm not making enemies of country music because, you know, there's country music that I like too, you know, not a whole lot, but there's some. There are people in the country music scene who have the money to, you know, to take this place over completely and run it at a profit, you know. So if we're weak, we're much more likely to have something like that hurt us in a really bad way. If we're strong, we can stand up to people who try all kinds of hostile takeovers and you know, pressure tactics and things like that. You know, people are always looking for ways to save money, and it could definitely sometime down the road be presented to us that, you know, you could save a lot of money for the entire foundation if you just go to a lower power station below 92 or something like that and give up this, and you'll make a few million dollars and we'll have our country station in the middle of the FM dial. That could happen someday, but it's a lot less likely to happen if our listeners are strong and stand with us and keep this 50,000 watt radio station in the middle of the FM dial that can reach, I think, five different states on a good day. 212-209-2950. If you've ever gotten something out of Off the Hook, or WBAI in general, this is the time to call in. Whether you're in the local listening area, where you're listening to us on the internet, some foreign country someplace, we get a lot of calls from around the world. And tonight is the night that we need to hear from you. Tonight is the only night that we're scheduled to be on during this this fall marathon fundraising event that we have. 212-209-2950. It's hard to say how many calls are coming in because we can't see it, but we sure hope that you're calling in right now.
We could always use more.
We could always use more. That's true. That's true. You know, if the people down there are overwhelmed and there's too many calls coming in, we'll deal with it. We'll deal with it. If the phone is ringing and you know, it's not being picked up, just keep staying on the line or call back, something like that. 212-209-2950. Hey, we have a listener who has come in. Want to come up to the microphone here? A listener from across the street, I believe, right?
You're I was there for a meeting.
Yeah, and you're Bob, right?
Yeah.
Don't worry, we manhandle the microphones here too.
That's
a traditional noise that we make here on this radio station. So you're a long-time listener to Off the Hook.
Long-time listener of Off the Hook and of WBAI, back to the Steve Post, Bob Fast.
Oh, wow. You really go back.
And Charles Pitts and a couple of other folks back from the late 60s, early 70s.
Wow.
But a listener of yours during the whole fiber optic and the Bernie S., imprisonments, and I've seen you guys through a lot of stuff, and
wow,
you've seen me through a lot of changes also. I call you from time to time. I'm one of those fellows that switches cell phone carriers just about once a year. I fall for the attractive plan, and I called you recently talking about Singular and all kinds of problems they've been having. They've cured some of their problems. They've been working on it for me. They call me and tell me that they're testing my line and a whole bunch of stuff, but this is fun for me, and I thank you for having me.
Well, we wouldn't be here if it weren't for listeners like you, and we want to thank you contributed to the show in the past with all kinds of information and calls and just being there. It's, you know, I don't have to tell you that there aren't very many radio stations like WBAI in existence, even in New York City. There aren't any others like it here. And in most parts of the world, you won't find a station mm-hmm. like WBAI. And it's important that that we remain here as that alternative voice, because some of the things that we discuss, some of the things that we air, just would not be permitted on a commercial station. Because, you know, you have sponsors, and you can't offend the sponsors. We couldn't talk about Singular like we've talked about Singular, you know, in our conversations because, well, they could be paying for the show.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what is your Singular status now, if you switch to another company?
No, I'm still with Singular, and I'm contracted with them for a couple of years. But yeah. As I had mentioned the other night, people that are calling me just about this hour get all circuits are busy.
Oh, yeah, I remember that call. That was you. Okay.
That was me.
Wow. And well, now you can, of course, switch your number, and you can have the same number, different phone company, right? So you can yeah. As of November, you will be able to switch to a different company, but cool. Keep your phone number, because every time you switch, you have to change your phone number, right?
Yeah.
It's a real pain, and a lot of people don't switch because of that simple inconvenience.
It's only a pain to my friends.
That's true, I guess, but. Yeah, as of November, when portability comes, I understand that the law is going to require that the number be switched to the different company within 2.5 hours.
Oh, baby. That's
yeah.
pretty good.
I think Bernie S. is joining us. Bernie, are you there?
I am. I guess I was a victim of Sprint PCS's direct-to-voicemail feature.
Yes. Well, actually, we have a listener here. Why don't you sit down over there and take some headphones? That way you can hear Bernie S. on the phone. Bob has joined us from the listening area, coming in this special marathon program to help us raise funds. 212-209-2950. He currently is a Singular user, and I guess he's looking forward to the day when he can switch companies and not have to switch phone numbers, which that day, Bernie, is coming in, what, November?
Isn't it?
November 24th, I think, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Bernie, what's new with you? Anything?
Well, here in Philadelphia, right now and through October 19th, the Creative Rights Conference is going on, mm-hmm. Including the illegal art exhibit, which was in New York, I guess, about 3 months ago, was it?
Yeah, no, we were just mentioning this, actually. There's actually two different conferences here, right? There's the illegal art exhibit, and there's also the Creative Rights Conference. You want to tell us what the difference is?
Yeah, they're all part of the same... It's sponsored by the same people. And there's a lot of events going on. Tomorrow night, for instance, Mark Hosler, the founder of Negative Land, is going to speak about media pranks and hoaxes that he and Negative Land have pulled off.
And we just heard a story from him, a really good story about the Christianity is Stupid fiasco, both how the song was created and the effect it had on the media when they pulled a little prank on them.
So for anybody who wants more information about this... which is only a couple hours from New York if you grab a train, go to mediatank.org. That's mediatank.org, and you can get information about the Creative Rights Conference. It's going on for the next week here. There's panels, screenings, workshops, performances, and a whole lot of interesting stuff.
Bernie, were you at the Mark Hosler talk at H2K2?
I unfortunately was doing some... behind-the-scenes organizing work during that, so
that's
I missed
right.
it.
You were working, yeah. We were all working, so a lot of us missed it, but it's now available on video CD, and it's one of the premiums that we're offering. Actually,
great.
It's part of an eight-hour a VCD extravaganza that we're offering for people who pledge $125, 2 hours of which will be Negative Land, Mark Hosler of Negative Land, showing videos and talking about all the various pranks that have been going on. We're up to, I should point out, this might not be accurate, we're up to $275, which is horrendously low for this time, but again, we can't see how many phones are ringing, so we have to assume that zero phones are ringing, and unfortunately we're going to have to talk that way until we see those numbers jump up a bit. $275, this is not going to, I mean, we want to thank the people who called in and have pledged so far, but we need a lot more than that, so please make those phones ring and make that number go up. The number goes up every 10 minutes or so. It gets updated. 212-209-2950. We have all kinds of different premium categories. Call in and just ask, and I'm sure people will guide you to the one that suits you best.
We're not even going to pay the phone bill with that much.
No, you can't really.
We do have, in case there aren't enough pledges, we do have Rebel standing by with the Rebel Telephone Hour
Don't even joke about something like that. Don't even joke. 212-209-2950. And, of course, we're going to be hearing a bit more from the H2K2 conference to hopefully entice more people to call in for that. But, the important thing, and I can't stress this enough, people shouldn't be calling in because of one package over another. They should be calling in because the station means something to them. The station has to survive and be strong for the years ahead. Believe me, there are a lot of interesting things coming up on the horizon with the way the world is going, the way this country is going. You need a voice like WBAI to bring you different perspectives, because if you just get the Disney perspective and whatever other corporations run the media these days, you're not going to know what's really going on in the world. I'm not saying that listening to the WBAI is the only way to know what's going on in the world, but it's certainly a valuable perspective that needs to be heard, and that is not heard in so many different places. Mike, you've just returned from a trip to the tally room.
You know, I just had a conversation with some of the tally people, and they're really bored.
The phones aren't ringing. Okay.
They're really bored.
So it's been verified that the phones are not ringing.
Someone's been, like, prank calling us. We don't want to talk to them, but we want to hear from people who want to pledge.
212-209-2950 is our phone number. Make those calls. Come in. Make those phones ring. We have a room full of volunteers down there who want to take your calls.
They want to take your call if you want to pledge.
That's right.
If you're calling for other reasons, save it.
Yeah, 212-209-2950. That's our phone number. We have all kinds of different things to send your way, and it's very important that the station keep going, obviously.
Emmanuel?
Yes.
Off the Hook has been on the air for how many years?
Well, our first show was in 1988. That was like a special like 3-hour show. And then I think 1991 is when we actually started doing the show on a regular basis.
I'm consistently amazed and surprised whenever I think that this show and WBAI in general couldn't be more relevant about current events and things that are going on in the world and in this country. I'm consistently proven wrong that not long after that, even more stuff happens that makes this show even more important to listen to, and WBAI in general.
Yeah, I remember when we started, a lot of people said, a hacker show, what can you possibly talk about? You're just going to use up all your subject matter in a couple of weeks. And I think a lot of people don't realize that technology is really at the forefront of everything that's changing around us these days. Communications, internet privacy, surveillance, encryption, it's all out there. It's all fascinating to so many of us, and it can be used as a very valuable weapon for either the forces of good or the forces of evil, however you decide to look at those. If you know something about technology, you have a very valuable weapon. I cannot stress that enough. We're up to $500. That's good. But according to what Mike said from his latest fact-finding mission to the tally room, it doesn't bode well, the activity that we're getting there now. So we need to see those phones ring. Well, we won't see the phones ring, but we need to hear that the phones did ring in a few minutes. 212-209-2950 is our phone number. Pledge whatever you can afford, but we have several different levels. Everything above $50 will get a off-the-hook T-shirt, which you can proudly wear at all kinds of public and private events, and people will know that you're a listener and a contributor to Off the Hook. For $75, you'll get that as well as a 2600 hat and a copy of our movie, Freedom Downtime, which really was a labor of love that took many years to put together, and is well worth seeing. And Bernie, I believe you have a cameo appearance in that.
I do, believe it or not. It was a surprise cameo appearance. I didn't even know I was going to be on it until you showed up in Philadelphia.
You tell your whole story, in fact, and it's quite a story, too. It really is. And then for $125, you'll get the H2K2 VCD package. And Bernie, you're also on that. You're on a panel called Abuse of Authority. You want to tell us something about that panel?
I don't know how I end up on these things. It's I was asked to participate in a panel discussion at H2K2, which seemed particularly relevant this is when we were going through the whole, or just in the aftermath of the whole DCSS battle, mm-hmm. which sort of outlawed the circumvention of technological measures to protect you from seeing, say, a DVD that you paid for, from seeing it on a platform of your choosing. But the panel theme was more about how law enforcement authorities are using their forms of circumvention to circumvent people's civil rights. And, that sounds sort of like a tired phrase, whatever, but it's an amazing number of techniques that law enforcement officials use, whether it's lying, cheating, stealing, or even more creative things, to circumvent the safeguards that people have guaranteed under the Constitution and other laws. So it segued well into this whole Digital Millennium Copyright Act and circumvention and things like that. This kind of circumvention has been going on for a long time. So it was myself, Shapeshifter, and Alex. The three of us, as Alex described, we gave the powers that be quite a thrashing in that. But we gave a lot of real-life examples and what to look out for, and it was turned out to be there's a lot of applause. So I guess it was well-received.
Yeah, it certainly was. It was something that a lot of people talked to me about as well. Again, I haven't seen most of these panels. There were 65 different panels that took place, so actually 65 hours of panels. Some of them were more than an hour, but so much material, so many interesting discussions and presentations. We're offering some of the highlights, not necessarily, the best, because everyone has a different interpretation of what the best is, but these are they feature keynote speakers, they feature people like Jello Biafra and Mark from Negative Land telling their stories, which I think inspired quite a lot of people at the conference who might not have been familiar with those particular stories. We're offering those for pledges of $125. You'll get 8 video CDs that will basically take you to H2K2 and relive that experience for those who were there and create it for those of you who weren't.
We also,
for those of us who were there and just missed particular panels.
Yeah, we definitely want to see these things as well, and they look really good. They really do look interesting.
We also have the keynote speaker, Aaron Magruder.
In fact, I'd like to play an excerpt from Aaron coming up now, because Aaron was the keynote, and Bernie, you were talking about the ECSS. And of course, we were sued for the ECSS. We were sued for having the code on our website, and it was the first test of the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. And unfortunately, we lost that case, but the fight goes on. Now, what Aaron Magruder did in his cartoon strip Boondocks was actually address the issue of the ECSS. You would not expect this from something in the comic pages, but he actually addressed it, and not only did he address it, he got it right. He got the technological aspects of it right. And that's why we asked him to come to H2K2, and that's, I think, why he connected so well with the audience. Were you guys following the Boondock strip before H2K2?
A little bit beforehand.
I think I was the one who brought it to your attention, Emmanuel.
Well, I think a lot of people brought it to my attention.
Jim, well, that's true. That's true.
Yes, but it certainly was something that got the hacker world interested in this kind of a thing, to see DECSS in the pages of the comic. I mean, keep in mind, editorial pages weren't covering this. News pages weren't covering this. And this guy got it right, so he was a natural. And, of course, he didn't think that a hacker crowd would be receptive to him either. He was surprised. Let's listen to a little bit of Aaron Magruder. Again, our phone number, 212-209-2950. Please show your support. Get those phone calls coming in. Remember, pledges of $50, $75, $125, or whatever you can afford. You'll get some of this amazing material that we're offering here tonight. 212-209-2950. Here's Aaron Magruder.
I love Bill Amon, by the way. Foxtrot. How many people read Foxtrot? He was mad because I got to the DC.